Would you mark two places in the book of Psalms, Psalms 42 and Psalms 103? And then if you would, mark Matthew chapter number 2. Our text tonight is going to come from the 11th chapter of the book of Hosea. Ezekiel, Old Testament, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea. The first of what's considered the minor prophets, and minor just because of the length of the book and not because of the content that is there. Hosea chapter 11. When you found your place, if you're physically able, would you stand with me, please, as we stand in reverence to the reading of the Word of God. All right. Notice what God is saying through Hosea. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Balaam and burned incense to graven image. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms. But they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He shall not return unto the land of Egypt, but the Assyrian shall be his king, because they refuse to return. And the sword shall abide on his cities, and shall consume his branches, and devour them because of their own counsel. And my people are bent to backsliding from me, though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? And how shall I set thee as Zeboam? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. And we'll stop reading there. And I'm going to give you a little history there and then make an application out of a couple of verses there that I think will be a blessing and a help to your spiritual life. A brief background. The book of Hosea, extremely interesting book. And God gives a history lesson through this text. Now, Hosea is a book telling of God's judgment on Israel because of their sin, but also a book telling of his undying love for his chosen people. Now, a very interesting thing, God uses Hosea as a picture of himself. He uses Hosea's wife as a picture of Israel. He tells Hosea to go and find him and marry him a wife of whoredom. A woman that is a fornicator, and then after they get married, she becomes an adulteress. And he said, I want to use, or the picture is, that Hosea is a picture of God in his undying and forgiving love. Gomer, who is his wife, is a picture of Israel who continually backslides from God. Now, walk down through there with me just real quickly, and I'm going to give this to you, and then I'm going to apply this in a way I think will help you tonight. I pray that it does. He said, when Israel was a child, then I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. There is a dual prophecy there, as there is much in the Old Testament. There's a dual prophecy that God was going to bring the nation, and did bring the nation of Israel, already happened by this time, out of Egypt. But it's all